Marianne Williamson on the Mystic Broadcast Network.
That's what enlightenment is. It is a state of awareness. That is what heaven is. It is a state of awareness, an awareness of our oneness. And it is the job of the miracle worker to bring heaven to earth. Now, A Course in Miracles says, heaven is a decision I must make. We have different circumstances in life, but we know this. We don't need the Course in Miracles to tell us this, but the Course in Miracles certainly brings it home. You and I are always at choice how we interpret our experience. And if you interpret your experience through the mental filter of love, then you realize that all that's ever happening is that love is trying to find itself. And when we see life as this process by which love is always seeking to find itself, and most particularly when love is always seeking to find us, then we are working, we are trying, we are moving towards that moment, towards that place. The Course in Miracles says you are not perfect or you would not have been born, but it is your mission to become perfect here. That is what is happening every day of our lives. So many times we feel like my life has no meaning. Well, your life will only have the meaning you ascribe to it. It does have meaning, but the meaning is not just that you try to get what you want. You know, when you just see universal principle is there so that you can use it to get what you want, almost like you're using God as your errand boy. That's what the Course in Miracles calls magic. When you're using mental power to get you what you want, that's magic. We want not to be about magic. We want to be about miracle. And miracles should not be under conscious control. A miracle is not where you're using universal principle to get what you want. Miracles are when you are placing yourself in service of universal principle. And that universal principle is ever creative and ever renewing love, ever renewing possibility. There is no order of difficulty in miracles, which means miracles are always seeking to happen through you. And the goal is the goal of God. The Course in Miracles says that the beginning of a situation is very significant, obviously. And when your goal is that God's will be done, God being love and will being thought, then you are asking that your mind and your behavior and yes, your body be an instrument for the love that will heal all things. We must have a goal in any situation because our goal is what will bring together our perception of what's occurring in such a way that we then serve the goal. But the goal that we should have is that God's will be done because God is love and will is thought. If our goal is that God's will be done, that means our goal is that loving thought prevail. And this then uplifts the energies in any situation, and literally because there is nothing your holiness cannot do. And when you are in your Christ mind, now remember, the Christ is within you as the Christ was within Jesus. The issue is that he didn't have anything else. He had actualized that potential which lies within us all. The issue is not that the true you, the Christ you, the perfect you does not exist. The issue is like almost as though it's a think of it as a file in your computer. The issue is that what's being downloaded in that moment? Perfect love casts out fear. So when we stand in perfect love, my only purpose in this situation is love. My only situation is cast forth my love. The only reason for me to have written this script is that it might be for purposes of love. The only reason for me to have this business project or this medical device or a governmental position or political position, whatever it is, if my only purpose here is the giving and the receiving of love, then it will have miraculous authority and we will be joined by angelic support. The Course in Miracles says angels are the thoughts of God. And that's why sometimes the angels that you meet are physical. They are human beings who say things to you that make all the difference. Sometimes when we say to somebody, oh, you're an angel. Because in that moment, whatever they said, whatever they did, truly was angelic. But sometimes the angelic power is invisible. It's just a thought we have, a muse, something where a higher vibratory influence occurred to us and lifted us up.
You have been listening to Marianne Williamson on the Mystic Broadcast Network.